I got Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger joining us right now. Do you want to stick around for another half an hour
and learn how to sing goodbye Yellow Brick Road? The new space looks great, though.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We're super excited about being here.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So anyone who's listening out there, if you want to come on by and say hi, we got this nice space here at University Place. We're right next to City Kitchen. It still smells like new studio,
right? It smells like paint. It's all good.
All right, so we got a lot going on. We mentioned just a little while ago that Wegmans may be coming to Chapel Hill, so that's exciting.
It's very exciting. It's a very exciting opportunity for Chapel Hill and Orange County, for the citizens. We knew that Performance Auto Mall was moving away, so that left us with this big commercial site that we were excited to get this kind of opportunity. And it's the first time that Orange County and Chapel Hill have partnered together for some economic development work together, so we're very excited about that.
So talk about the incentive package here, because I think that's something that a lot of people are thinking about talking about. So it's $2 million for the town and $2 million for the county, so
Correct.
Four total over 5 years if Wegmans hits
performance measures, right?
Right,
yes.
And sales and property tax.
Sales tax numbers, performance numbers, property tax numbers. Wegmans actually could be poised to be one of the biggest sales tax producers in our entire county. So this is a great opportunity, and it makes us that foodie destination. One of the other fun things is they pay a living wage, the great jobs, they have all this community engagement they do, and they also like to buy from local farms and farmers. So there's going to be a lot of local produce there. So it's very exciting. They have a restaurant. They have cooking classes. They've got some. So, you know, it sounds like Chapel Hill is becoming one of those foodie destinations.
We kind of are. Like, if you think about whenever I'm driving around anywhere, and I'm just thinking about it in terms of the sort of the restaurant side of that.
Yes.
You know, you go on TripAdvisor or Yelp or whatever, and you look at the top restaurants in town, and it's always, you know, number three is Applebee's or number four is TGI Fridays or something like that. You go to Chapel Hill or Carrboro, or Durham, you branch out into Raleigh and the Triangle, and you got to go on to page two before you get any restaurant that anyone outside of the area has heard of because of the chain.
It's really good. I mean, we do attract a lot, and with game weekends and activities that go on and cultural arts events, we get a lot of people who want to come to our area and experience it all, and that includes eating.
Yeah, and we're looking at, I was reading some numbers about this earlier, so about $1.7 million per year in net tax revenue, assuming this comes in.
Right,
so.
And those were low conservative numbers. They actually do a lot better in their other stores. They want to start it off conservative, so we'll see how those numbers shake out over a period of time, and they have to pay the tax money in before we would grant the tax money back, and that's how incentives work.
All right, so what triggers the decision to talk about giving incentives? We've got, I know Roger Stansel sent a really informative email to the town council with all of the, like, spelling out the list of it's got to create quality jobs, it's got to strengthen the economy, build community wealth, sustain a high quality of life. So you're probably looking at the type of business that's coming in as well.
The sales tax generation was a big issue for both county and Chapel Hill. I mean, that's one of the things we struggle with retail. So that was one of the issues as well. But you've listed most of them there and trying to set some parameters. And we've been meeting for quite a while to try to decide when we do kind of do economic incentives. I will also tell you that we have some road work issues over there that will be solved with this situation coming in, and that's helpful. Whenever you can get some road infrastructure improvements with all this, there's going to have to be some soil remediation over there after having a car dealership and car repair center over there, so we see environmental impact as well.
And the road improvements, I know, were also an issue for Caraway Village, right, which is the other big incentives package we're talking about this week.
Yeah. So that, again, same kind of situation. We have a road situation over there we know is failing. It's a road that we would have to pay for making, improving, and doing all that. And road improvements are pretty expensive. That one's budgeted close to $4 million to get fixed. They're asking for an incentive towards that. Again, the same kind of situation. They have to meet benchmarks. They have to pay the taxes in. Then we would grant back the taxes depending on that. And again, they wanted to make very conservative numbers.
Have you heard? I was speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and we're talking about the exciting news that's just come, been released about 24 hours ago now, so it hasn't been public for that long, about Wegmans potentially coming to take over where Performance Auto Mall is about to leave there on 15501. Right. And that's, what, 14 acres, I think?
Under 15 acres.
15 acres, so that's a really significant plot of land there and a really significant part of town. So what have you gotten any feedback from the public?
It's been a lot of positive comments. I mean, people are kind of, they're questioning incentives and trying to figure out how that works, and I get that. It's one of those things where Wegmans was looking at many different sites in the area. So they came and we negotiated some kind of thing that we could both work towards, and that's why this package came together. I will tell you, there's the road improvements on the backside of Old Chapel Hill Road for a bike lane and a multimodal path, so there's going to be many opportunities, but 350 jobs. I mean, that's pretty significant. That's kind of what we're losing, about 250 jobs from Performance Auto, so it's a net gain.
So net gain.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and one more thing on incentives before we've got a lot to cover here. It's a busy week, but talking about incentives, is this something that the town is taking advantage of? I don't know if that's the best word, but using more often in order to bring business in?
So we're looking at it, and we're trying to make those, decide what the parameters are, and it was wonderful to partner with the county, and their interests aligned. They're very interested when it's commercial, and especially retail commercial, for the added sales tax. We have talked all along about how out of balance our community is with residential versus commercial, and that the commercial helps build up that tax base, giving you those tax dollars to do more in your own community, and then we get pretty really great results with community partners out of these commercial enterprises that come in. They're sponsors to events, they help with nonprofits, they engage in the community, and they offer all kinds of benefits for people to work locally. So those are good.
And working with the county to make this happen,
it
is
great.
Also really
we had great discussions. We were trying to figure out the timing of releasing this and working together. There was a timeline that Wegmans wanted to meet, and so this will still go through the public process. This still has to go through the entire public process. There's going to be lots of opportunity for input and discussion and things.
And what's the time frame on final approval of this?
I'm not sure exactly how that works. You know, it takes about a year to go through our process, and then they've got to deconstruct the site. I know that Performance Auto is looking at moving out this coming summer. I don't know if that timeline will speed up or not. Of course, it takes a while to get all the designs approved and go through the process. So nothing would actually probably happen physically on the site for a year to a year and a half from now.
So maybe 2018, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, that's kind of where the goal is, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and the other big date that's coming up is next week. Wednesday is the deadline for a response on the Legion Road property from the town,
No, so interestingly enough, they have given us a full 60 days.
Okay.
So we have time, and council will be discussing many kinds of different options that are coming available for us to look at that and taking a step back. We asked the Legionnaires, and they were very gracious in saying, you know, we're government, we move a little slower to make decisions, and we needed some more research about what possibilities there might be. And so they gave us an extended deadline to, I don't have the exact date, but it's sometime in November.
Okay, so what possibilities are there that we're looking at? I know the big discussions have been put the housing project that's been proposed versus putting a park there, but there have got to be other options.
There's many other options, and that's why we have an opportunity to stop, take a deep breath, look at it. Is there an opportunity for other kinds of things to go there? Is there an opportunity for green space, park, recreation, commercial? I mean, what are the possibilities? And now that we can sort of think about what would look better there, and I'll be honest with you, after going out to Boulder and seeing their example of how the town land banked, they saw properties that came up for sale and they went ahead and purchased them, and they didn't really have the whole plan out, but then they had options. And I don't know if that's where the town council will go or not, but it is an option that we can consider at this point.
All right. Speaking again with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and going ahead with policing, which is the big discussion that was had at the town council meeting last week. It's been a very fast moving week.
Moving is hard,
Aaron. Yeah.
Moving is like the top stressors in
right?
life. It is. It really is.
Not all this new space. All right. So 3 months ago, you had this meeting with Chapel Hill Town Council, and Chris Blue was there from Chapel Hill Police, and announced and presenting on police department's discussions about policing and race and racial disparities, which has been a concern here locally as well as nationally, and announcing a number of really, I think, significant and positive steps forward on
right.
that.
And people from Justice United were there, and there were several attorneys who were with the State Bar Association that had been tasked with this reporting that came out about police biasing across the state entirely, and trying to work together to see what works best for this community to figure out how to keep us safe yet be more fair to certain situations. And so we had a lot of good discussions. Chief Blue is amazing in that he's willing to be open and listen to these things, and he took community input. He looked at these reports, he worked with a group, and he wanted to come tell us the things that they thought they would like to try to help solve some of the difficulties we've been having, or perceptions of difficulties. And, you know, people see things differently, but I felt like that at that meeting, people came forward and say they were excited about implementing a lot of these changes that we're looking at.
And some really positive changes, I think, increased use of body cameras, consent forms,
yes.
if they ask you to if they ask to search your car, you have to sign a consent form,
right.
which I think is really important. And I think a lot of people who study the issue have said this is a particularly important thing, those consent forms, more equity training for police officers and more monitoring of traffic stop data,
yes.
and just sort of checking it on a regular basis to make sure that we don't have growing racial disparities. And all of those are really positive steps. And I think just the conversation and the commitment on all sides to sit down and work together to make progress. I remember speaking with Robert Campbell from the Chapel Hill NAACP a couple of weeks ago, and he was very insistent on the notion that we've got very serious and significant issues regarding racial disparities in policing in Chapel Hill, but we're going about the conversation the
yes.
right way. Like, we're all sitting down, we're focusing on community policing, we're not seeing each other as enemies or adversaries.
No.
That's step number one.
How do we work together, and how do we hear everyone's concerns about this, and how do we make, again, keep us safe, yet make sure that we're being impartial and making sure that we don't have those disparities. So it was a good conversation. The conversation continues on Monday night. The 24th. Is that right out there?
Yes.
We're going to have a forum, and everyone's welcome to attend. It'll be led by the policing group, and we have two different policing groups. We have Justice in Action and Community Policing. They meet every month. Those meetings are always open for people to attend if they want to have more conversation. Check out our website. You can see the dates, because if I give them to y'all, I'll get them wrong.
All right.
Go there and see that.
All right, townofchapelhill.org if you want more information about events and things happening in town. What else is going on in town? I know that was my list. You've got a big old list as well.
So I want to tell you about a fun thing we did
All
this
right,
week.
Yeah.
And so we've decided to, third graders across our district have to study local government. And they usually invite the mayor out or someone to come speak to all the third grades at the elementary schools, and they ask great questions. And we thought, what if we could turn it around and bring the third graders to town hall? So we, our staff put together my AG, and it was a delightful experience. 92 third graders came from Roshkus Elementary over to town hall. We divided them up into three groups. One group went over and was at the fire station. One group met in the conference room and saw videos of each department head talking about town services and made it really interesting. And then one group came in with me, and we had a mock town hall meeting. They got to have a proclamation and vote. They sit in the council seats, they sit in the managers and the clerk seats, and they read these things, and they get, and it was just a hit. And then we rotated them around, so everybody got a turn, and then they play 20 questions with the mayor, and they asked some really great questions.
What were some of the questions that they asked?
Well, they usually ask me what pets I have and if I have children,
okay.
and how old I am. But one child stood up, she goes, "Do you work with FEMA?" 8 years old. I
All
said,
right.
"Well, I do work with FEMA.
Yes.
How do you know about FEMA?" And she said, "I read a book on it." I said, "Well, I'd like to get a copy of that book." So that was awesome.
We work with FEMA a little bit too often, unfortunately. But
they
yeah.
want to know if I have to ask the president's permission to build buildings in town. It was great. I mean, they're excited, and they were fun. We had worksheets for them. So we're going to try to make this something that we can offer to any elementary school that wants to come in. But kids coming into town hall and seeing what their local government really looks like.
That's fun.
Cool. Yeah, it was cool.
Right.
It was a
what
lot
else
of fun.
Is going on?
So this morning was Margaret Spelling's inauguration.
Yes.
It was really good, and great inclusiveness of people speaking and of music performances, and really like that. Early voting starts next week. First day of fall
Election
break.
Election day is less than a month
away. I know,
away,
it's pretty
goodness.
Scary. Well, thank goodness and scary.
Yeah,
at the
thank
same
goodness
time.
And scary. What was the CBS reporter? They found the woman who was supporting Donald Trump is like, Hillary Clinton is going to ban the phrase Merry Christmas. I'm like, what are you
oh,
even?
My.
I don't even
oh,
know where people
no,
are getting this.
No. Yeah,
awful.
It's going to, yeah, very interesting. I'm trying to think. We have a public hearing on Monday night. We're going to be looking at several projects. Please go to the website, but some of them are the CQ House, the Sawmill Project, Weaver Dairy, and the Turkers Cultural Center. So those are just some of them on there. And then we have a work session on Wednesday where we're going to be talking about affordable housing, where we get back the David Rosen report on affordable housing, and also a recap of the Boulder trip to just make sure the council has a time to interact and share things that we learned.
Very cool. And you
yeah.
mentioned the Turkish Cultural House. That's Asis Sanjar's baby, right?
Yes,
He's
yeah.
been working on that, Nobel laureate. And Ron Stutz just walked into the studio. He's been talking about Bob Dylan all day. So,
a little connection there. There you go. All right. Good.
Okay, cool.
Good. So we also had an update about the flooding situation from our staff. Mm. And again, we have amazing staff. And I want to let a shout out to them, because our emergency response team, when they were done here, they have been out helping all week other communities. They put themselves out there. They help others. It's collaborative. And we love that when we share resources like that across communities.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to skip out before the singing starts.
All right, sounds good.